天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听《天路导向》节目，我是主持人何晨星。今天我们继续进入认识圣经系列的学习。朋友们，不知道你在读圣经的时候有什么感觉？是不是觉得读不明白呢？或者在读圣经的时候容易走神，或者感觉圣经讲的正是自己内心存在的问题，有种被刺痛的感觉呢？今天麦克牧师将和我们听众朋友们一起来分享，为什么要重视读圣经，读圣经能给我们带来怎样的改变。让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you again for tuning in to this broadcast.
再次谢谢你收听这个节目。
It is our prayer that God is using these series of messages on the Bible to bless your life.
但愿神借着认识圣经这个系列使你的人生蒙福。
But if you are joining us for the first time, we are in the middle of a series of messages on the power of the Word of God.
假如你是第一次收听的话，我们正在讲有关神话语的能力，这个系列已经进行到一半了。
And why it is important not only to read it and believe it, but to obey it.
我们不仅要阅读和相信神的话，更要遵行神的话语。
In fact, today I want to tell you about an important principle that you must know.
今天我要告诉你一个重要的原则。
Your respect for God can be measured by your respect for the Word of God.
如果你尊重神，你一定会尊重神所说的话。
And that is why we revere the Bible.
这就是我们之所以重视圣经的原因了。
Because it is the Word of God that is without error.
因为圣经是神准确无误的话语。
If you are in love with someone,And that person sends you a letter?
比如说你正在谈恋爱，有一天你收到一封情书。
You would not take that letter and never open it.
你绝不会不打开来读这封信的。
When you are in love with someone,
如果你真的很爱这个人，
you cannot wait to tear the letter wide open in order to read what's in it.
你会迫不及待地把信拆开，看看里面究竟写了些什么。
Because an open letter is an opportunity for the loved one to speak to you.
因为打开信之后，你才会知道你所爱的人向你倾诉的话。
And an open letter means that person is not speaking to you.
若不打开信，你根本不知道他说了些什么。
And when God speaks, he reveals not only the truth about himself.
当神说话时，不仅仅向我们展示他的真实，
But he also reveals to us the truth about ourselves.
更让我们看见自己的本相。
I want you to turn with me, please, to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
请翻开希伯来书四章十二到十三节。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。希伯来书四章十二到十三节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。
Why is the word of God compared to a double-edged sword?
为什么神的话像两刃的利剑呢？
I think if the Bible had been written in our time,
我想如果圣经是在我们的年代写成的话,
it might have said that the word of God is sharper than a surgeon's scalpel.
两刃的利剑,这句话也许会写成外科医生的手术刀了。
Because back then the sword operated on people.
因为在那个年代里就是用剑来开刀的。
When your body needs surgery, the surgeon's scalpel is your best friend.
如果你需要做手术,你就要依赖外科医生的手术刀。
I will come back to this in a minute.
这个我一会儿再谈。
But there are two things that I want to tell you about this passage in Hebrews before I continue.
在希伯来书这段经文里,有两件事我想强调一下。
Hebrews said that the word of God is alive.
圣经告诉我们,神的道是活泼的。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢?
It means that it is not merely words on pages in a book.
那就是说,神的话不仅是印在书里面的一些字句而已。
It means that these words have God's authority.
而是说,这些经文拥有属天的权柄。
It means that these words have God's power.
它具有从神而来的能力。
It means that these words have God's own commands.
它代表神的命令。
What did the Bible mean by active?
圣经所说的有功效的是什么意思呢?
It means that it produces fruit.
就是有生命力,会结出果实的意思。
When it enters into your heart and into your mind, it will change your life.
当神的道进入你的内心,它就能够改变你的生命。
And that's what the Word of God does.
这就是神的道所做的功。
Listen to what Peter said in 1 Peter 1:23.
彼得在彼得前书一章二十三节里告诉我们。
He said, We are born again by the Word of God which lives and abides forever.
他说,我们蒙了重生是借着神活泼长存的道。
So, when the Word of God acts, God acts.
因此,当神的话语在人心里做工,其实就是神在做工。
When the Word of God delivers, God delivers.
当神的道使我们得到解脱,就是神在拯救我们。
When the Word of God heals, God heals.
当神的道医治我们的心灵,就是神施行医治的大能。
And according to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13,
正如圣经希伯来书四章十二节到十三节里告诉我们,
There are three things that the Word of God does.
神的话语有三种功能。
Number one,
第一,
It stretches us on God's operating table.
它把我们摆在神面前的一张手术台上。
It lays everything bare.
让一切都赤裸敞开。
Secondly,
第二,
it cuts us where we need to be cut.
神的道要切除我们身上那些该除去的东西。
And finally, it is designed to heal us and restore us.
最后,神的道能够重新缝合我们的伤口,医好我们。
First, the Word of God stretches us on God's operating table.
首先,神的道要把我们摆在神面前的一张手术台上面。
I am told that when you are on the operating table,
据说当人在手术台上的时候,
it is the time when you are most susceptible to microbes and germs.
是最容易受到细菌的感染的。
In the same way, when you open the Word of God, you are susceptible to Satan's schemes.
同样的,当我们打开圣经时,也很容易陷入撒旦的诡计中。
And he immediately tries to neutralize the impact of the Word of God on your life.
撒旦立刻会来搅扰我们,企图削弱神的道在我们生命中的作用。
The devil is most active when you get serious about studying the Word of God.
每当我们积极学习神话语的时候,撒旦也会格外的活跃。
The moment the Word of God begins to penetrate into your heart and into your spirit and into your mind, Satan immediately tries to neutralize it.
每逢神的话进入我们的心中，撒旦总是想方设法的要削弱他的力量。
First, he will try to keep you from reading the Word of God.
撒旦先是让我们不再读神的话语。
He will try to do everything possible to stop you.
撒旦会使出浑身解数来阻止我们。
He will try to get your attention away so that you don't read with comprehension.
撒旦也会想法子使我们分心，让我们不明白所读的是什么。
He will try to get you distracted.
他让我们心不在焉。
And if he cannot do that, he will try to bring doubt in your mind about what you're reading.
假如这一招不灵的话，撒旦就会引诱我们怀疑神的话语。
If he does not succeed in distracting you,
如果他不能够分散你的注意力，
the devil will do whatever it takes to neutralize the benefit that the Word of God is capable of accomplishing in your life.
魔鬼就会不择手段地采取各种方式来解除神的话语带给我们生命的益处。
When you lie bare on God's operating table,
当我们在神的手术台上赤裸敞开时，
The Word of God is able to separate facts from fiction.
神的话语要把真假分辨出来。
You say, what do you mean by that?
也许你会问，怎么分辨呢？
Let me explain.
让我解释给你听。
We all can go for a long time in life thinking that we are just fine.
一直以来，我们都认为自己没问题。
We can go for a long time thinking that we are spiritually healthy.
我们一向认为自己的灵命很健康。
We think we are just doing right.
我们觉得自己没做什么错事。
We think that we don't need much help.
我们不觉得自己需要帮助。
Then you go to the doctor.
直到见医生的那一天。
And he will say to you,
医生告诉我们，
I have to operate on you immediately.
你需要马上动手术。
At that moment, there is no pretense or pretending.
这时候你不能再自欺欺人了。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of great importance.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
There is no use trying to say, I am fine, doctor, I don't need this surgery.
你不能跟医生说，医生啊，我没问题，根本不需要做手术，这是没用的。
As long as you compare yourself with somebody else, you are going to feel fine about yourself.
当你和别人比较的时候，还觉得自己蛮不错呢。
It is easy for me to find somebody who struggles with more issues than I struggle with and convince myself that I am better than that person.
我们很容易就能找到比我们有更多挣扎的人，于是我们就觉得自己还比人强呢。
But when I am on God's operating table,
然而当我们在神的手术台上，
and I am laid bare before God,
在神面前赤裸敞开的时候，
The Word of God is able to reveal to us all of our hidden sins.
神的话语就能够把我们隐藏的罪都显露出来。
It will reveal our pride and self-satisfaction.
我们的骄傲自满在神的话语面前暴露无遗。
When that happens, we are often forced to conclude with the Apostle Paul.
当神的话语光照我们，我们就不得不像保罗那样承认
that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh.
说我肉体之中没有良善。
And so the word of God stretches us wide open in the operating table.
因此在神的手术台上，他的话语把我们刺入剖开。
But also the word of God cuts us where we need to be cut.
而且神的道也切除我们身上那些该除去的东西。
Now, I have never met anybody who has been through surgery and said, I enjoyed that experience.
我从来没见过一个从手术室里出来的人说，我好喜欢开刀了。
But I've also never met anyone who has been through a surgery which saved his life who did not say, I thank God that I went through it.
但是凡经过手术之后而保住性命的人， 从来没有不为此而向神献上感恩的。
And it is the same way when the double-edged sword works in your life and in mine.
同样的，当神两刃的利剑刺入我们内心的时候，我们的感受也是这样的。
That is the task of the double-edged sword.
这就是两刃利剑所带来的效果。
The Greek word for sharper means to cut or dissect.
在希腊文当中，削就是切割或解剖的意思。
Back then, those sharp swords were used very quickly to remove whatever needed to be cut.
当年那些锋利的剑就是用来切除需要除去的部分。
But the sword of the Word of God also divides spirit and soul or joints from marrow.
而且神话语的利剑能把我们的灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都刺入剖开。
I need to explain this.
让我来解释一下。
In the human body, joints and marrow are not in contact with each other.
在人体当中，关节与骨髓并没有直接连接在一起。
Therefore, there is no need for them to be separated.
所以我们不需要把它们分开。
So what does the Bible mean then?
那么圣经为什么要这样说呢？
It means that the Word of God cuts through to the bone.
意思就是神的话语会一直刺进我们的骨头里面。
It means that the Word of God penetrates deep into our inner recesses of our spiritual being.
这就是说，神的话语探入到我们的灵性深处最隐蔽的地方。
It means that the Word of God does not miss anything.
这就是说，神的话语会渗透到每一个角落。
And so the separation is not dividing one part from the other.
因此，在这里所说的剖开，并不是把两部分分开而已。
But it means that it goes very deep into every single cell in our spiritual body.
而是把我们灵魂最深处的每一个心思意念都穿透了。
It means that the Word of God stops at nothing until it brings it all up in the open.
也就是神的话语不受任何拦阻，直到把一切都显露出来。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
When the Word of God opens you up,
当神的话语进入你的内心。
When the Word of God opens your heart up,
当神的道打开你心的时候，
it immediately judges your motives.
神的道就会检查你所有的心思和动机。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
It means that it is judging not just our activities, not just our thoughts, but even our motives.
意思就是说，神的道不仅仅审查我们的行为、思想，更能审查我们内在的动机。
It judges our secret intentions.
就连我们最隐秘的意念都能够辨识。
Do you know what Jeremiah said years ago?
你知道耶利米在许多年前是怎么说的吗？
He said that the heart is deceitful and above all things corrupt.
他说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
What we cannot do for ourselves, the Word of God does for us.
我们自己识不透的意念，神的话语却能够做到。
The Word of God not only lays us and stretches us on God's operating table,
神的话语不但能够让我们在他的手术台上暴露无遗。
The Word of God not only cuts us where we need to be cut,
神的话语不仅仅为我们切除该除去的病根。
But finally, the Word of God heals and restores us.
神的话还能医好我们，重建我们。
There is not a surgeon in the world who would open up a patient and would not sew him back up again.
世上没有一个医生在为病人打开刀口之后就放在那里不加理会的。
In order that the wound may heal and the person become restored to full health.
不然的话， 病人就不得痊愈，也不能恢复健康。
And that's what the Word of God does.
同样，神的话语也要医好我们的心灵。
It doesn't just lay us bare on the table.
它不光是把我们摆在手术台上面。
It doesn't just cut us where we need to be cut.
也不光是切掉那些不应该有的东西。
But it sews us together in order to restore us to full spiritual health.
神的话也要重新缝合我们的伤口，为要让我们的灵命健康起来。
That's what the surgeon does, and that's what the Word of God does.
外科医生这么做，同样的，神的话也是如此。
I know it is in our nature to try to run away from the person whom we think knows too much about us.
按照我们的本性，我们不愿意和那些太了解我们的人过于亲近。
But my listening friend, listen to me very carefully.
但是我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我讲。
God already knows everything about you that is to be known.
神早就知道有关你的一切。
And once you get this thought deep into your heart, you will become more realistic about yourself.
你越深地认识到这一点，你就越能够面对自己的实况。
Because the Word of God heals us.
因为神的话能医治我们。
So that God may fulfill us and bless us.
并且满足我们，赐福给我们。
And pour more of His grace into our lives.
在我们的生命中注入丰盛的恩典。
And that is why Hebrews 4:16 says,
因此希伯来书四章十六节说，
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, not in fear or trepidation.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
So that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of needs.
为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
My listening friend, as I conclude, let me tell you the following.
我亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我要告诉你。
When you let the Word of God reign in your life,
如果你让神的话语掌管你的人生，
it means that you are letting God Himself reign in your life.
那也就表示你愿意让神来掌管你的生命。
And that is why the Bible has the same characteristics as God.
所以圣经具有和神同样的特性。
Among these characteristics are perfection, faithfulness, righteousness, purity, and truth.
就像完全、信实、公义、圣洁和真理等。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。麦克牧师用医生在手术台上做手术这样一个简单的过程，形象地告诉我们神的话语的功效。神的话语不仅能够把我们的罪都显露出来，还能够去除我们坏的心思意念，重新缝合我们的伤口，医治我们的心灵，让我们不被撒旦所引诱，养成每天早晨都读经祷告的习惯，与神亲近，让神的话语来掌管你的一生，相信你的生命会更加的丰盛。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来电与我们分享交流您收听天路导向节目的感动。我们的电邮是导向汉语拼音at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net。 天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请来电注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听我们的节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
他爱你就爱你到底。